Tuesday, 22nd September. A roundup of local, regional, and international news headlines. Over 1,000 members of Women and Men of Zimbabwe Arise took to the streets of Harare yesterday to commemorate the United Nations International Day of Peace. Also marking International Day of Peace, the Youth Agenda Trust said in a statement that it is disturbing to note that as we look back on our history, young people have been abused into playing an active role as agents of violence, hatred, and intolerance, as mainly witnessed by the violence of the post-29 March elections. The Center for Research and Development issued a statement on 20 September regarding human rights abuses taking place in Chiadzwa diamond fields in eastern Zimbabwe. It is reported that a soldier has killed another panner and that more than 1,000 civilians have been murdered by the Zimbabwe National Army since the signing of the inter-party political agreement. Zim Online reports that traditional chiefs are demanding improved allowances and Mercedes-Benz vehicles in order to gain the respect of their subjects. Zimbabwe won't force foreign miners to sell shares to black citizens without negotiation, Zim Online reported, citing Indigenization Minister Xavier Kwasukwere. According to a report in the Sunday Mail, President Mugabe has appointed MDCT Secretary for Elections, Mr. Ian Makone, as permanent secretary in the office of the Prime Minister, in keeping with the government's spirit of inclusivity. In a statement yesterday, the Chief Secretary to the President and Cabinet, Dr. Meshack Sibanda, said the appointment followed consultations with Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai. He said Mr. Makone assumes the new office immediately. Quoted on Afric.com, John Makumbe, a University of Zimbabwe political science lecturer, said that MDCT should at this stage be soliciting views on how to make the GNU work, rather than asking Zimbabweans whether the agreement should be abandoned. In a recent statement, Ambassador Johnny Carson, the United States Assistant Secretary for African Affairs, said that the U.S. would continue to remain engaged on Zimbabwe, but that it is premature to lift sanctions on Zimbabwe's leaders. Carson said that it is important not to let the economic advantages that Morgan Tsvangirai and Tendai Biti bring to the case to be exploited and used by Robert Mugabe and others to secure their further control on government. The Harare Residents Trust is disturbed by the continued neglect and dilapidation of the council recreational facilities in most of Harare's high-density suburbs. Most of the facilities are in a shocking state of collapse because of failure by the Harare City Council to maintain them, denying residents, especially children, a conducive environment to undertake recreational activities in their communities. Plus News reports that the average life expectancy in Swaziland has plummeted from around 60 years in the 1990s to just over 30 years today. Few would deny that HIV/AIDS is largely to blame. A well-documented disdain of condom usage, a UN report found that 60% of Swazi men refuse to wear them, is one explanation for why 42% of pregnant women tested HIV positive in a 2008 antenatal survey. Malawi will export 80,000 tons of maize to drought-hit Kenya and to Zimbabwe, the Grain Traders Association of Malawi has said. AFP reports that the top US and NATO commander in Afghanistan has warned President Barack Obama in a confidential report that the war against the Taliban could be lost within a year without more troops. President Jacob Zuma has threatened to name and shame opportunist succession plotters, while Kasatu reminded the ANC leader not to take workers' support for granted as another power struggle looms ahead of the ruling party's centenary conference, according to the news agency IOL.